This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, here we go. As the globe spins, here we go. It's another exciting episode of Planet Rick with Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, late afternoon, evening to you as well, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am good to go. I saw your new logo. That was a splendid design choice, by the way.
You know, I was really, like, fighting, you know, trying to come up with something a little different, man. And, you know, I just really thought about it. And then suddenly, you know, hey, why don't I have the planet be fired from a barrel of a firearm?
Yeah.
And, you know, it would exercise a little creativity, but I gave, you know, the artist a lot of latitude to bring it to reality, man. But I thought, you know, the artist did a pretty good job with it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So, what are we wanting to think about today, self-defense instructor guy?
You know, last week, you know, looking at the topics that we've covered, you know, over the last several weeks, you know, I was, you know, gearing towards another, you know, academic topic, and I was leaning towards getting into the actual elements of marksmanship, you know, after we, you know, drew a line of demarcation between marksmanship shooting and shooting for defensive accuracy. And that is a worthy topic, but you know what? I'm going to put that back on the list, man. There's something that has just taken over and it's just been occupying my mind, man. And it's just this whole concept of red flag laws. I want to talk about red flag laws. Are you familiar with those?
Oh, yes. And there are various names, too. Red flag law, extreme risk protection order, gun violence restraining order, all those things. All those minority report pieces. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, here in the state of Michigan, we're going to have our annual, you know, Second Amendment march this upcoming Tuesday. And that's something that I want to draw attention to, as we have gun owners and gun rights advocates from all across the state who are going to be assembling at the Capitol building on this upcoming Tuesday, man. And I want to keep that in mind. So red flag laws at last year's rally is something that I brought up as I was seeing this scourge, you know, literally, you know, infect the whole country, one state at a time, man. And I was speaking on it at last year's rally, and everyone was kind of, you know, looking at me like, man, this is like the most absurd, outrageous, craziest thing I've ever heard. And I'm like, yeah, you know, well, at the time we weren't having, you know, anyone, you know, really talking about here in Michigan, but you know, with those gun grabbers, man, you just give them a minute. They'll get to you sooner or later. They'll find their way to you. And there's been a lot of chatter about these extreme risk protection orders or the so-called red flag laws. And the thing that's really disappointing to me, man, about these red flag laws is that I guess the people I least expected to at least open the conversation publicly are the people who are really doing a lot of talking about it.
Me,
you know, have you heard about red flag laws on a national level?
I have, but I don't know if they're actually thinking about doing them on a national level so much as thinking about trying to incentivize the states to do it. I know that's what they're talking about in the Senate.
That's what I saw. I saw one of those, resolutions that they had where they're even talking about, you know, providing money and funds to, you know, implement these programs or to publicize them to at least get them on the ballot or to, you know, find some like-minded people in their respective legislature to craft this legislation and pass it. And I still think that's going way too far. You know, the whole concept of this red flag law, extreme risk personal protection order, man. And for those listeners who are in states that have already enacted this scourge, I want to let them know that you truly have my deepest sympathies. You know,
yeah.
I was talking with a friend at the last year's Gun Rights Policy Conference. Now, this friend is from Chicago. And, you know, Chicago is known for, you know, a lot of things. And one of those things, unfortunately, is, you know, crime and shootings and murders that happen there. And, you know, they enacted this red flag law, extreme risk personal protection order, and it had exactly the effects on the murders and the shootings that I thought it would. Can you tell me exactly what effect that these red flag laws had on the murders and shootings in Chicago?
Well, none. None.
Sure, absolutely right.
None. Most of the red flag orders that I see, most of the red flag orders, like in Florida, they've had an enormous amount of these things served, and they don't even bother to see if these people own guns before they serve. They'll roll up on somebody. Well, we're serving up a red flag order. We got to have your guns. Well, I don't have any. Oh,
yeah, that's a little embarrassing. You figure that they're probably going to execute these search warrants probably at the standard typical time. I don't know, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, while if you're home, that you're soundly asleep and most likely to be disoriented by, I don't know, 10, 15 police officers outfitted with guns and bulletproof, you know, gear.
They've already shot one guy while serving it, too, in Maryland.
And unfortunately, I really think that there's going to be more of this play out as these extreme risk or red flag laws get implemented. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, one of the persons that I least expected to hear at least bring it up has been the president. The president has brought up, you know, extreme risk personal protection order. Red
well, that's
flag
because and, because on the face of it, right, the idea of doing something proactive, preventative, is not bad. The problem becomes the due process, the way you're tipping due process. Normally, before anything like that could happen, you'd have to be adjudicated.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming up on the next break, and I'll tell you the problems I see with the red flag orders after the next segment, but you know, I know that these guys are trying to figure out something where they don't actually pass gun control. And some of these guys look at this and do not see this as gun control. But what red flag orders is a gigantic steaming pile of abuse waiting to happen when the wrong people get into power. Rick Ector.
Absolutely correct.
Rick Ector is the chief instructor at Legally Armed in Detroit, and he is also the head of Planet Rick. So we'll continue on with our discussion when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Rick Exer, Planet Rick, talking about red flag orders. You know, the problem with red flag orders, Rick, is that the mental health professionals don't want to touch them.
Well,
that makes the question, though, right? Because the red flag order is supposed to indicate that you are a danger to yourself or others. So who is going to be making that call if the mental health profession is not going to?
Well, you know, and that's exactly one of the principal issues I have with it, and particularly with the legislation that was originally proposed by Michigan State Representative Robert Wittenberg here in the Wolverine State, man. Yeah. The people who they empower to be able to levy one of these at extreme risk personal protection orders or red flags. This list was billed as people who are close to you. But here, when you look at the actual statute, man, the list is staggering in terms of who can trigger this proceeding, which in many cases is going to be done in secrecy. It could be your parents, your mom, your dad, your children, son, daughter, brother, sister, grandparents, aunt, uncle, first cousin, spouse, any person that lives in your household, ex-girlfriend, current girlfriend, fiance, someone you dated, you have a child in common, you know, you share the same household, ex-husband, roommate, ex-roommate. The list is just ridiculous, and plus it includes all levels of law enforcement. So basically anyone who is close to you, but there's no mention of how often you see this person and in what type of situations. You know, legally, I suppose, if this was the law, I could have a person who was a relative but maybe had not seen me actually in quite some time, could go down to a port and issue one of these orders against me. You know, it's the most potentially chilling piece of legislation or laws that we have on the books in some states that I really could think of, man. It's just hilarious.
My question about these things, though. Some people get this when I say this, and some people don't. Let's see what Planet Rick thinks about it. The red flag order negates background checks. I can go into a gun shop and pass a background check.
Mm-hmm.
But then if somebody in my family or somebody, you know, just somebody close to me calls in a red flag order on me, then it doesn't matter that I pass that background check.
You're absolutely right, and that's what makes it particularly dangerous. The other big part that's very closely related to that, there's this whole concept of the person and do they have an axe to grind, man. I mean, there are a lot of people who, for whatever reason, you know, want to cause you trouble. I mean, it could be someone that, you know, you fell out with. You were very nice to one another, and all of a sudden you're not nice. And because they know you so well, and they say, well, hey, this is Bill Frady. He runs the Lock and Load show. He's like a really big gun guy. He's in the personal protection, and he cares about protecting themselves. He has a couple of guns, and, man, he really enjoys those guns. I can't think of a greater way to get under your skin and to get even with you over a personal grudge than to trigger a dawn raid, which was done after a secret court proceeding that you weren't invited to, in
right,
which law enforcement came there solely for the purpose of taking all of your guns.
Yeah.
It is the most un-American thing I can think of. And when I was talking to this House rep, you know, locally here a year ago on the talk show here in the city of Detroit, man, he basically was trying to sell me. I hadn't read the bill at the time, and that's the other thing. When you talk to politicians, man, actually read the bill. He was trying to convince me that due process was in the law, and it's not. And my biggest problem with people who can trigger, pardon the pun, these at-risk or these red flag proceedings against you, the biggest concern with these so-called witnesses, man, is that, at least in the Michigan proposed statute, there is no downside for giving false testimony.
Well, and that's the thing. That's the thing. And this is the one thing about Trump that I've seen. See, I think Trump's going to get out there, and if he does push a red flag order, it's going to be so heavily laden with stuff like, okay, somebody puts out a red flag order on you, and it turns out that it was not founded, then you can go after them to pay for your legal fees. And well, if you get found not worthy of a red flag order, they can't charge you and come at you with another red flag order. Because this is not the way these things are written. These things are written where anybody can, you know, I could call somebody in Detroit tomorrow and say, that Rick Ector, he likes pumpkin spice. He doesn't need to be carrying no gun. And then they'd be coming and getting you. And you never get to face me. You never even get to know who did it.
Well, see, I like the way you're thinking with regards to potential penalties that these false witnesses with these false allegations of bad behavior that could trigger a red flag on you. But, you know, as much as I respect your opinion, man, I don't think your proposed penalties for levying these false allegations go far enough.
You're right.
I think that if you go into a court of law and you talk to a judge and you knowingly and intentionally misled the court that someone is a danger to themselves, a danger to their community, and that we need to risk the lives of police officers and we need to risk the lives of the person who's subject to the order with the raid, and this is all based on a personal grudge. I don't know. You know,
tell what, friend. Hang on right there. Hang on right there. Tell everybody, we're coming up on the break. We'll find out how to find you and everything else. Rick Ector, he is the chief instructor at Legally Armed in Detroit. Recently featured for his latest big training thing that he ran. Finally, got recognized for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina residents are feeling the effects of Hurricane Dorian as a tornado rips through as a result of the storm. Emerald Isle resident Joanne Davey describes the incident to NBC News.
I was standing at that camper counter holding on, and my camper was tilting over. And I said, Lord, what in the world? Now look, and I have leaves all over my house. I don't know if I got a roof or not. It's completely destruction out here.
China announced on Thursday that its trade negotiators will be traveling to Washington next month for trade talks with U.S. counterparts, boosting the chances for a resolution to the tariff war after weeks of uncertainty and escalation. On September 1st, the U.S. put more tariffs on Chinese goods, and still more tariffs are set to take effect later this year. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 373 points to close at 26,728. This is USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking with Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit, we're debating the... We're trying to figure out just how bad red flag orders are. They're pretty bad. Although I will say this. Now, I agree with you that those forms of redress don't go far enough, except those forms of redress will be a sticking point to that passing. They don't want there to be any bounce back. If they're just getting out there, this is just a means to. I mean, we've already had versions of the red flag orders with the VA, right?
Okay.
When they got out there and they were like, well, listen, if you are a if you're permanently disabled in the VA, and you can't handle your money, we're going to give you a fiduciary, and then you're automatically going to be prohibited on the NICS.
Yeah, I remember
now,
that.
Now, there weren't that most of those guys that are in that category aren't going to try to buy a gun anyway. But that's not why they did it. They did it to see if it would stick. And right up to this point, now they did that with Social Security as well. And So they've already started a version of the red flag orders, which red flag orders are just another list. It's just another means to have a list. And, you know, they want to put just, it's almost like watching Judge Dredd, all the stuff they want to be put into a red flag order. So, but they don't want there to be any form to where we can, you know, hit back if somebody tries that and it doesn't stick.
Well, my thing is, you know, I'm dead set against it because of the fact that it eliminates due process. You're punished and then you have to, you know, provide proof that you're actually innocent. You know, it turns due process on its head. But the proposed penalties are basically negligent. You're talking contempt of court and no hint of any type of fine, man. I think that there should be a substantial fine on the order of at least $10,000, and there should be some mandatory jail time, not discretionable to a judge. Actually, a year and a day. You don't go to county jail. I want you to go to state prison. This is a very serious offense. But the other issue, the other principal issue is that let's just assume for the sake of argument that there is a person who is a gun owner, whether they're legal guns or not, who is a threat to you. And let's say there's a raid and you take all of his guns and you leave him there at home, who's now thoroughly upset. What do you think is going to happen now?
Well, first of all, murderers don't need guns to kill.
Exactly.
Murder is an action, and it's not dependent on anything. It's the exactly. You know, you can be strangled, you could be killed with a cord, you could be killed with an ashtray. I mean, the hard part is trying to figure out what can't kill you in somebody's hands. So the weapon is between the ears of the person that they're trying to take the weapons from.
You're absolutely correct, and you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. It does not make that person safe. That person is a criminal and a bad guy, like in all cases, who would present a threat to someone. They'll just go get another gun, or like you just clearly explained, they will find some other means to hurt you and to kill you. This raid on their house solely to take their guns means absolutely nothing, and you have not addressed that disturbed individual who either needs to be punished or who needs to be rehabilitated or who needs to be given some sort of treatment to make that person a better proactive, a better productive member of society that poses no threat to anyone. So, yes. So, well, gee. Well, what in the world should a person do if they find themselves the attention of someone who truly wishes them harm? And I have like a few items here, like a little laundry list of things that need to be done. I'm going to give you a first crack at it, though. If there's a person out there who has garnered the attention of a disturbed individual whose actions has not risen to the level of breaking an actual crime, but has gone so far as to give the impression that they want to hurt someone. What are some things that we can do in lieu of a red flag law to be safe?
Well, see, this is just the thing. In California, before they had the gun violence restraining order, they had Statute 5150. Which is a involuntary 72-hour hold, where they take you and lock you up and put you under mental evaluation. I'm almost certain everybody in every state has something like that already. So they can take you and put you in a place, and they're going to take your shoelaces away, and they're going to evaluate you, and they're going to observe you and everything else. And then you're either going to be in a treatment program or they're going to cut you loose. But
yes,
you do not, you know. That involuntary hold has a 72-hour limit, which is a check against the state. Mm-hmm. They have to make their case in 72 hours, or they got to let you go.
Yes. So
Unless it's California, where Kamala Harris is known to keep people in jail past their sentences, you know.
Yeah, well, I happened to catch that last debate, and they pretty much hammered her on her record, yeah. Man. And the thing about her response, I know we're getting off subject, is that she just restated her record and didn't answer any questions that was posed to her. But
typical
back
problem.
To the topic at hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some of the things that I recommend, that if a person has drawn the attention of someone who has expressed a desire to cause them harm, first and foremost, go somewhere safe. We're safe, you know, somewhere safe, somewhere that you can go to be protected. You got to be somewhere safe, which is another family member, a friend, some place of refuge. And, of course, I would suggest you get one of those regular protection orders that you just talked about.
Yep.
And in some cases, they can hold you for 72 hours and do an evaluation.
Yep.
And as a firearms trainer, I would be remiss if I did not suggest that you actually, clutch your pearls, Bill, get a gun. And, of course, depending on what state you live in, you know, if you have a concealed carry license, as is the case here in the state of Michigan, you would just that carry permit. You would be able to carry any registered gun. So that can help us potentially address the other issue about getting a gun.
Before you start that, we're coming up on the break. Before you start that, tell the people how they can find you.
I am all over the place. You can Google me, Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. Social media presence everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, over 1,000 videos on YouTube. Google me, visit me, Let's Network.
We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick, and this is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Rick Ector. This is Planet Rick. We've been talking about red flag orders. You know that there's some of these companies, like the legal representation company that you were talking about the other day, that actually cover you for red flag orders now.
Yes, that is a new provision, a new benefit that was recently added. And you know what? We don't have red flag laws here in the state of Michigan. I hope we don't get such a thing, which is unlikely because the pro-gun party has both houses of the legislature, although we don't occupy the governor's residence. But for other people in other states who wish to avail themselves of some protection, you know, and to figure out how you're going to represent yourself should you get raided and have your guns taken. Well, gee, imagine trying to go through the legal process to file suit to get your guns back, and you need to get a lawyer to do that. Well, gee, it might come in handy to have a plan that actually covers it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because the time to play, and I when I say play, it's a bad choice of words, but the time to be out there and say this is unconstitutional and everything else is not after they've passed it. Then you just sort of have to. You're now in the current, and you have to go through that process at that point. Unfortunately,
you want to be in front of it, man, and having a plan and being proactive is always the goal, as opposed to being, you know, reactive. You know, we have our rally. You know, our gun rights organization is going to rally at the state capitol tomorrow. And if I manage to find an opening in the agenda, man, and if I get it to Mike, man, this is what I'm going to rail about. I railed about red flag laws last year, and I think people were looking at me like, man, what in the world is Rick talking about? Now that we're seeing some of the abuses that really are occurring all across the country, man, it's now getting a lot of more interest. And in fact, our new governor, she's been speaking in favor of these red flag laws. So it's definitely something we need to make sure that we're all on the same page about.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing about red flag orders. There is no good scenario for them. If they're not good, the only way this works is if they come out there and they tell you you've been identified as a possible danger to yourself, and you have to appear in court on this day. And if you don't appear in court, or when you do appear in court, if you're found to be dangerous, we're going to be taking your guns away. If they're not doing it that way, then it's just a system set up to create prohibited people. And this is the thing I want. This is the thing I want to know. And I've never asked this. I haven't been able to ask this of anybody. Like in California, if you come down and California has a gun violence restraining order, and you know they have whole squads that are designed to go take guns from people and everything else. They've only found that 12% of those things stick in California. Only 12%. That's what the judges in California. So, you know.
There needs to be some penalties, some severe penalties for triggering these high risk protection orders or red flag orders, as they like to call them, against people. I would surmise that the good that they think they're doing is minimal at best. And that the bigger picture, the bigger issue is that there's processes in many states, if not all of them, to address these issues. And you're trampling over the due process rights of citizens, which is the greater evil.
Well, what's going to happen, I think, or I hope, is that they're going to be taken to court. And we'll be able to get, first of all, if Ginsburg goes, well, things just got worse, but I'm going to look at this New York case when they finally get around to handling that. And then that should be a notice for them. Because they already sort of, I think the Democrats already know how that's going to go, because, you know, they sent a little letter to the Supreme Court, five Democratic senators did, sort of threatening them that if you don't just let this case drop, we're going to take care of you boys and girls.
Well, you know, I'm waiting, and I'm not sure if I've heard of it, but I really have reservations as to whether these red flag laws will pass constitutional muster. I'd like to dig deeper, man, and see if anyone's actually been deprived of their guns unjustifiably and has had to go through the arduous, you know, task of clearing their name, you know, and all the computer systems and getting their guns back to go through the legal process, man. And if necessary, I know if we're talking a lot of money, take this up to the SCOTUS Supreme Court, man.
Sure.
This stuff declared unconstitutional.
Well, I mean, just first of all, it's violating the First Amendment, because most of these things are going to come off of what you say. It's going to come off of you looking at the TV. You're a Detroit Lions fan, probably. You probably, looking out there, and you're like, that doggone Tom Brady. I'd like to beat him, man, in the head with a club or something, right? And then somebody hears that. So you can't speak your mind. It's a violation of your Second Amendment. It's a violation of your Fourth. It's a violation of your Fifth. I don't know which one. I don't remember. Is it the Sixth where you get to face your accuser? I can't remember which one it is. And the 14th.
Sixth is cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, yeah, okay, so that one, in and of itself, they're denying you, you're not even charged with anything, and they're punishing you. And, of course, there's the 14th, which is, you know, due process under the law. So they're violating a whole laundry list of the Bill of Rights. Yeah, I would have to say that it would probably, if it's under strict scrutiny, yeah, it's going to go away.
And I agree with everything you've just said with one exception.
Okay.
And that one exception is the assumption you made that I was a Detroit Lions fan. Now,
okay.
I swore off on the Detroit Lions when they went 0-16 that year. That year, I officially became a New England Patriots fan.
Okay.
Led by quarterback Tom Brady, who played college ball at the University of Michigan.
Well, you probably look at Barry Sanders like, hey, man, you could have stayed around. We could have won some more games. You want to keep your brain, big deal.
There was a story, an update in the media that came out not too long ago where he finally broke his silence in his retirement as to why he really retired. You know, he never really said publicly, but, you know, he finally came clean and said that the Lions were just losing so much while he was playing that he just couldn't do it anymore. The Lions basically had broken his will and took away his love for the game. He was tired of being a loser. And, my fellow Michigan residents, you don't know the pain of suffering. Just keep following this team.
Yeah.
Become a Patriots fan, at least while Brady's quarterbacking.
There you go. All right. Well, one more time, tell everybody how they can find you, if you will, please, sir.
I can be found all over the internet. My handle on most social media accounts is DetroitCCW, concatenated together. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I even have a YouTube channel, 1,000 videos. I'm all over the place. Worst case scenario, look for me at legallyarmedindetroit.com.
And, of course, on Thursdays, right here, running the ship of Planet Rick.
And hopefully we'll have my theme music queued up to go.
I saw that. Yeah. I'm going to get that. I'm going to pull it down, and we will have the overture to Rick happening next week, starting next week.
It's going to be great, man.
Yes, it is.
I cannot wait.
Thank you for joining me this evening.
Man, it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to being on next Thursday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern. We're going to take a more scholarly approach, and we're going to delve into elements of marksmanship.
There you go.
Getting back onto the technical knowledge that we want all of our shooters to have.
Thank you, sir. Coming up next, hour number 3, we're going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.